Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Final Saturday in November is a beauty. Sunny skies, the sun headed down. Relatively light winds here in the Twin Cities, Minneapolis, St. Paul. We're going to go outdoors. Steve Carney joins us and has for years on the weekends. SteveCarneyOutdoors.com. And Steve, have you seen some ducks? Is that the rumor?
No, not really, Steve. Now, don't get me going. Okay. This was not a good duck season. It is pretty much over. The central zone's got a few more days, and then it's open till the 6th on the southern zone. I pretty much hung it up. I'm very frustrated. It was a tough year. They just never materialized for whatever reason, and frankly, I'm glad it's over. There's time to move on to other things.
Yeah, now the pheasant hunt, on the flip side, all reports I've heard, been pretty good.
It has been good. It's been kind of the saving grace of the fall because the duck, you know, hunting was so bad. But, yeah, I've been hunting public areas in western Minnesota, northwestern Minnesota, and getting some birds. I wouldn't say it's lights out by any means, but if you put your work in, you're going to get a bird or two. And I'm impressed with the numbers. I think they're a little bit higher than what were forecasted. But you have to keep in mind now, these birds have been pushed around in these public areas, you know, several times since opener. So what I do is, you know, I stay away from the designated parking areas, and I go on and I go to the back of these areas and park along the gravel road and then try to walk that cover in an opposite direction. And you can fake them out at this time of the year because they're used to people pulling up, slamming car doors, yelling at their dogs, and boom, out the back they go. And they've played that game before. But if you come in from the rear very quietly, don't make any noise, no talking, and work your way in the opposite direction, you can still fool some of those roosters with the big tails. They're still out there. And I'm hoping we get some snow, Steve. Boy, if we can get 3, 4, 5 inches of snow, that really helps. That concentrates the birds, that keeps the flush very close. And they have to feed, you know, quite a bit more during the day, so they're a little bit more active. So some snow would be very welcome. I don't see it on the forecast, but it would really be nice if we could get some in the next couple of weeks.
Steve, another one we wanted to bring up is there is time in the bow hunting season. You had success early, then the firearm season. And as you pointed out and talked about in years past, it takes a little time for quiet to return to the woods and things to return to normal and deer move into their normal patterns again.
Oh, exactly right, Steve. It takes a couple of weeks, maybe 3 weeks. You know, they've been through kind of a tough period, and now they just need time to settle down. And the muzzleloader season opened today in Minnesota, so that means all bow hunters have to wear orange now for the next 10 days, which is kind of a drag, but that's the rules. And they'll start getting back into their patterns here maybe within a week or so. Once it starts getting cold, they'll start hitting their food sources, and that's really the name of the game in December. They're going to be coming to these food sources. They're going to be bedded very close to these areas, any kind of standing corn, any kind of corn stubble. And as it gets colder, they're going to start feeding more. And there'll be a little bit of minor rut activity going on into the beginning of December. A lot of the fawns and does that weren't bred in November will come into estrus again in the middle of December. And there's a slight, you know, rut period going on. So it's not over yet, and we have until, like, January 2nd. And I just may possibly tag another antlerless deer, maybe. It just kind of depends on the weather. But, hey, ice fishing just started this week. It's hard to believe. But It just started a couple of days ago. We've got about 3-4 inches of ice. Red Lake just started this week, so now we're getting into the prime time of ice fishing, which I think we're going to have to turn our attention to that, because early season is, you know, always the best traditionally.
Yeah, and that early bite, the sooner you can get out there, and I think that's what puts people in peril, that maybe they go out on ice they shouldn't because they know how good the bite is. It's one of those where, you know, you got to take it easy early in the season.
Well, yeah, you know, the problem, Steve, it's the other guy. You know, we walk out, we have ice cleats on, we're taking it very careful, we have life jackets on, but, you know, you get that knucklehead that comes towards you with a four-wheeler, and that's the problem, is it's the other guy you got to kind of worry about. Yeah. So I've been known to wave a few people off, you know, coming at me when it's, you know, not safe, but yeah, you really have to pay attention, and really these ice cleats are going to be a big factor in December. Since we don't have any snow, we're talking glare ice on all the lakes right now. Super slick, very easy to fall on. I found one brand. I normally don't name brands of things typically, but I found a brand called Catula, which is a very nice, commercial, well-made ice cleat that fits on your boots. Very expensive, but they are awesome. They've got wonderful heavy teeth on the bottom with chains. They're very well built. This, you know, budget stuff that's out there for $9, $10, $12 is absolute junk. Don't fall for that. Go for the good stuff, and they'll last you for years. And it's going to be very imperative you have them, because you can fall on the ice out there like this when you're pulling a portable, moving back and forth. It's very easy to fall, break a leg, break a hip. You really got to have ice cleats on. Very important.
Yeah, and you've got a big show coming up, and you're going to be down in the cities for it.
Yes, we've got the big ice show at the St. Paul Civic Center. That's going to be on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and that is a crazy show. I can't believe the people. I'm going to be there in the Bexelar booth on Saturday talking to people. I would say out of all the sports shows that I'm involved in, that one is absolutely the craziest. People are so pumped up. They're all carrying product. They're all...
Timberwolves and Sixers from Philly. We'll get started at 4:30. Cal Soderquist on the pregame show. Alan Horton with all the play-by-play. And the Twins try and put that game in Charlotte in the rearview mirror quickly. They got beat by the Hornets 133-115. The number that stood out for me, we talked about it a lot on the call-in show following. The Hornets go 23-40 from deep, 57.5. I don't think you need to say any more about that game than that number right there, Cal. Timberwolves did not guard the perimeter, and the Hornets took advantage.
Yeah, I think you're right. One of their, you know, poorest performances defensively of the entire season, and, you know, maybe you expected a little bit of a regression in that area just with the loss of Pat Beverly, you know, the groin injury that's going to keep him out. Head coach Chris Finch said before yesterday's game that Pat Bev will be reevaluated in a couple weeks. So they're going to have to figure it out. But I think even with him out of the lineup, you know, Chris Finch and his coaching staff were still pretty disappointed in some of the defensive things that they saw from the guys who were out there and healthy. So, yeah, a chance to sort of erase that one and distance themselves from it quickly because, you know, the games come hot and heavy right away here tonight.
Yeah, and we're pretty much at the quarter pole of the season with the game tonight. That'll be game number 20 of 82 this season for the Timberwolves. And the one thing we had seen going into that game in Charlotte is legitimate progress on the defensive side. Alan threw out a lot of numbers at the end of that game last night that really stood out as far as a big step back defensively. And let's just hope that's a blip in the radar tonight. And as you pointed out, they got a ton of games coming up, particularly against the Eastern Conference and some of the better teams in the Eastern Conference. Now, Indiana may not fit that category at home at Target Center on Monday night, but tonight, Philly on the road, this is another solid club.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I think Indiana does fit the category just in the sense that there are a lot of the guys on that team, you know, have experience playing well, playing 500 basketball or better. So, yeah, right now they're struggling a little bit, three games below 500. But at the same time, it's, you know, that game against the Heat on Wednesday basically was kind of the start of what will really be a gauntlet of a schedule for the Timberwolves, and we'll learn a lot about this team when they emerge on the other side of it. It's basically like the next 15 to 20 games, I want to say, where it's really a competitive club every single night. And now Minnesota, you know, you mentioned the defense and the step back, or, you know, Karl Anthony Towns was asked about that last night, if he considered it a step back, and he thought it was more of a trip up. And I thought that was a good way to put it for Kat and his teammates, because they've said and done all the right things so far this season, especially, you know, during that five-game win streak, about how they're learning to lean on their defense and to win games with their defense, even if, you know, the shots aren't falling, or if a couple of the guys in the big three are having rough shooting nights and one guy's carrying the load offensively. If your defense is there, then many nights that's enough. You know, one or two guys feeling it and hitting shots down the stretch, and your defense keeps you in the game up until that point. I think that the team is kind of learning that that can be a formula for wins, where, you know, in previous seasons, even on nights when they played well, it was largely because the offense really found a groove up and down the roster, and they were able to just kind of race past teams with offensive prowess. So I think the team recognizes that the defense has to be where they hang their hat, especially with the success they've had this year. It just may be an adjustment in the short term, you know, kind of filling the void of all the things that Pat Beverly does so well, both as a defensive chess piece and being able to kind of shut down and pester another team's perimeter player, but also as sort of a vocal leader on the defensive side of the basketball as well. I think it's going to take everyone to kind of step up and pick up the slack in that department.
Going back to the game in Charlotte, and hopefully it's an outlier for the Timberwolves as they go a game below 500, was a real quiet night for Anthony Edwards. And Ant was such a big factor in that terrific win over the Miami Heat in front of a great crowd at Target Center. No question, the high water mark of this season so far for the Minnesota Timberwolves. That win in Milwaukee was pretty good. The win over the Lakers at Staples was great. But there's no doubt the win over Miami on Wednesday night, and Ant was right in the middle of it.
Yeah, I think so. And I think, you know, Chris Finch said some interesting things about Ant. I want to say it was after, you know, the career-high 48-point night against the Warriors, and just kind of discussing the special talent that Ant has. And maybe the next step in his development for him is trying to do it more consistently despite getting all the attention from an opposing defense. You know, and I think Ant is still feeling it out in the sense that he's got some really offensively talented teammates in Karl Anthony Towns and D'Angelo Russell that obviously also need some touches on that end of the basketball. So Ant has to kind of feel his way through the game, pick and choose his spots while also still remaining aggressive. You know, we saw him in one of the recent wins during that win streak. He came out and basically was the guy who led the charge in an early, you know, maybe it was the Memphis win where Ant, he had 17 points on a perfect 6 of 6 shooting in a 40-point first quarter against the Grizzlies last week. So he's kind of learning, I think, you know, when to really be aggressive and when to defer to his teammates at times. But also what Chris Finch said was, you know, it has to evolve into an every night thing, where if you're that talented, you can't have, you know, there's only a handful all season, a handful of those clunker games. And Chris Finch has obviously worked with guys like James Harden, Anthony Davis, some of the real elite scorers in this league. And it's hard to continue to progress your game and get to that next step. But Ant has all the tools. He has all the talent in the world. And still, you know, he's such a young player that he's already developed so quickly. And now these next steps might be the toughest steps. But, you know, his coaching staff and his teammates have full belief and full confidence that he'll get there. That's just going to kind of be the next step in his evolution is kind of minimizing those games like last night where the shots aren't falling and, you know, he's failing to sort of impact the game in ways that he's used to.
Hopefully that changes tonight. We have an early start, 4:30 pregame show. Cal takes over Alan Horton with all the play-by-play. And Cal, give us a quick preview of what we've got coming up on that pregame show a little over 35 minutes away.
Yeah, well, actually, you know, with the holiday season in full swing, we had the Thanksgiving holiday this week, and the Wolves have been active in the community. It's always a time for players and coaches to kind of get out in their Twin Cities community here and give back and work with organizations that they're passionate about. So we'll hear from Carl Anthony Towns about his coach drive that he has going on. We'll also hear from head coach Chris Finch. And then we'll also get an update from Iowa Wolves head coach Jeff Newton. The Iowa Wolves had kind of a break in their schedule, so they were up here last week working out with the Wolves here at Mayo Clinic Square, and Alan Horton had a chance to catch up with Coach Newton. So we'll get a full breakdown of how their season has gone so far.
All right, always look forward to it. Cal, you do a great job. Alan's terrific. And we should appreciate your time on Saturdays as you're getting ready for that pregame show.
Of course, yeah. Anytime, Steve. Thank you for the kind words, and let's try to get one back here tonight.
Yeah, no doubt. Start a new winning streak for the Timberwolves and get right back to 500 at 10-10. There he is, Cal Soderquist. You'll hear him at 4:30 on the pregame show. Alan Horton with all the play-by-play. You'll, of course, hear Cal at the half and on the postgame show tonight as well. And then when the Timberwolves return home on Monday night, don't forget, Indiana in town, Henry Lake with the call-in show following those games on weeknights here at News Talk, E3O WCCO. Let's check some scores. Once again, D3 playoffs, bad news. St. John's loses at home at Clemens Stadium in Collegeville. DeLynn Field of Oregon, 31-28. The Johnnies' unbeaten season comes to an end today. They were ranked number 5 going into play today. And bad news for Bemidji State. They're in the D2 playoffs playing at Colorado Mines. Colorado Mines led it 48-6 in the third. They go on to a 55-6 win. So the Beavers' season comes to an end out in Colorado today. So no local teams, or at least Minnesota teams, alive in the D2 or D3 playoffs. Some scores of note real quickly. Out of the Big Ten, in progress, number 12 Michigan State hosting Penn State. They're tied at 14 early in quarter number 2. Illinois all over Northwestern in Champain early as second, 28-0. The Battle of Indiana, Purdue leading Indiana 14-7. That's early in the second in West Lafayette. Midway through the first, Minnesota leading Wisconsin 3-0 at Huntington Bank Stadium. That game kicked off just after 3 o'clock today. How about the game in Ann Arbor? Number 5 Michigan all over number 2 Ohio State, 42-27. Haskins, 5 touchdowns in the game for the Wolverines. And it was Maryland beating Rutgers 40-16 today. So you're up to date on the Big Ten scoreboard. We should probably check the weather one more time. And the weather's just downright benign in these parts as we head for the end of November and the start of December. We're at 41 degrees in the Twin Cities. Northwest winds at 12 miles an hour. Tonight, clear skies, a low of 25. Tomorrow, sunny and cooler, but still 36. There's a chance of a wintry mix moving in overnight. Shouldn't be a big deal. By Monday, sunny and 46. Tuesday, sunny and 42. Partly sunny, near 50 on Wednesday. Thursday, mostly sunny and 46. Next Friday, partly sunny and 39 degrees. So this quiet, mild weather trend continues into early November. I'll take it. I know there's others who want to get out and do some ice fishing or snowmobiling or skiing. Don't see any of that in the near term. 41 now here in the Twin Cities with the news and weather coming up at 4 o'clock.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.